Undercover Carson, Secret Agent. Operation Death Ray, assignment in Rio.
Yes, if Senorita Paquita Riffio was any example, these Rio fashion models were certainly stunners. The oval face, the olive skin, the big dark eyes. Enough to leave anyone breathless. Of course, the young lady was a little breathless herself after I used the shoulder as a latchkey and barged into her apartment. Arrived just in time to prevent a local tough from forcing some information out of her. The Brazilian bowed out. I let him go. It was the information I was after. The whereabouts of the senorita's former husband, the wartime German flyer. First, she excused herself, saying she wanted to fix the mussed hair, etc. So I was left there, thinking that at last I was on the trail of those six scientists, and so the deadly secret. Then I found myself looking into a stern, jowled face and a rather neat little Luger.
I feel certain you appreciate the situation, Mr. Carson. You will kindly raise your hands.
Unaccustomed to such exercise, you know.
We are all caught out sometimes. Nevertheless, I insist.
No alternative, seems. How's that look?
That is better.
Rather thought it would make me look as though playing basketball.
You number basketball among your hobbies also, perhaps?
So far not. What with pipes, old weapons, bird watching. Seem to have hands full.
Yes, bird watching. An unusual place to come in order to watch a bird, think you not? I am curious to know what you are doing here.
Really, old chap, before we discuss such personal matters, don't you think we might introduce ourselves?
I have no need to be introduced to you, Mr. Carson.
Senor, your hands, what? Eric!
A precaution, Paquita.
What need is there for precaution? Put away that nasty little gun.
You know who this man is, then?
I know that he is Inglese and most gracious, and that I am very much in debt to him. Put it away, Eric. That is much better. And you, Senor, no more of that absurd-looking hands up.
Well, pleasure to oblige.
Paquita, I ask you again. You know who this man is?
I have told you what I know, Eric.
Then I will tell you more. This is Mr. Bruce Carson. Does that mean anything to you?
After this, it always will.
He is the fellow whose name and picture were splashed all over the front of the newspapers several evenings ago.
See, of course, I was so fascinated. Senor Carson, you cannot imagine with what interest and delight I read about you. The pipes and the weapons and the birds. You are the man?
It's me, I'm afraid.
Oh, most intriguing.
Intriguing, indeed. But what brings Mr. Carson to this apartment? Why is the lock on the door hanging by a splinter of wood?
Eric, the most frightening thing happened to me. I am expecting you, because you tell me you would arrive about this time. There is a knock upon the door. I answer, thinking it is you. But the moment I open...
This fellow pushes his way in?
No. A most frightening person. He had certain demands to make of me.
Demands?
No, it was all to do with Carl.
Ah, him again.
Who might Carl be?
My former husband, Senor.
Yeah, and we do not care to discuss the matter with you, Mr. Carson. It is painful enough to us alone.
I'm a good listener, you know.
Paquita, what happened then?
This terrible man took hold of my throat. He said he must have the name of some scientist who flew out to South America with Carl.
I see.
A pity I interrupted then, eh?
I do not think so, Senor. You broke through the door at the very right moment.
What I mean was, if you'd told the fellow the names, then he'd gone off happy. As it was...
But I do not know the names.
Oh. Sad.
Paquita, I am asking you for a full account of what happened. This intruder had hold of you by the throat, and you were protesting that you knew nothing. And then the door burst open, and in comes the gallant Mr. Carson.
The very gallant Mr. Carson.
Oh, charmed.
And how, might I inquire, did he know the precise moment at which to intervene?
That I cannot answer.
Allow me.
Of course, Mr. Carson, you have much yet to explain.
I heard the senorita's cries for help. It so happened that I was in the building.
Yes, that is what I meant. You have much yet to explain.
I'd been up on the 10th floor.
And for what reason, might I ask?
Calling upon an English gentleman up there. Rolls. Acquainted with him, no doubt.
This is a very large apartment building. I am only a visitor. I fear I am not acquainted.
Eric, I assure you, there is a gentleman of that name somewhere above.
Very good. But what brought you to the 8th floor, Mr. Carson?
Walking down.
Walking? When there are the elevators?
Feeling like a spot of exercise. Spent half my time here in lifts and taxis.
And so, at the very time you reach this floor, you hear Senorita Rifio's cries for help.
Exactly.
And it was most fortunate for me. I am most grateful.
Enough, Paquita. You do not have to build up a mountain of gratitude for him.
Yeah, old chap, scarcely the way to talk to a lady.
I happen to be the employer of the lady.
Fact, eh?
She is one of the models who works for me. Exclusively. And it will not please me if she has anything further to do with you, Mr. Carson.
Ask why?
I do not care for you.
Oh, that's all you've got against me?
So far, it is.
Relief.
I beg your pardon?
Oh, nothing.
There's just one other thing I would like to know. Then you may depart, Mr. Carson. What became of the man who was in here molesting Senorita Rifio?
Oh, made quite an exit, old chap. Too fast to detain. But why try?
There was no connection between him and yourself, Mr. Carson.
Perish the thought. Why the blazes would I be wanting to force anything out of the Senorita? Apart from sweet nothings, I mean.
Would that take force, Senor?
Oh, makes more interesting, so they say.
That will be enough, Mr. Carson. I am not altogether satisfied with you, but you may go. I will escort you to the door.
Yeah, it seemed a hot spot for a while, that apartment. Thinking things over, I wasn't altogether satisfied with our friend Eric. That business about visiting a Britisher two floors up was a very necessary piece of quick thinking. But I always study the post boxes outside first. Anyway, I returned to my suite at El Presidente. Glorious as she was, the Senorita had not lived up to expectations. I still had to track that blonde flyer. Pondering on it when the phone rang.
Hold steady, Carson coming.
Carson.
Oh.
Say again.
I was afraid I would miss you. Of course you know this is.
I say, not...
Sisi, Paquita.
This is delightful. But why?
For several reasons, Senor Carson. I decided to thank you in a proper way for what you did for me. But that Seidel had to arrive.
Seidel?
Eric, you know.
Him, of course.
Also, there is another matter. I think perhaps it will be of interest to you.
And that?
It would be unwise for me to mention it under these conditions, Senor Carson.
Phone. Yeah, see what you mean.
I would like to speak to you in private.
Meet you someplace?
That would be unwise also.
How so?
I am a fashion model, Senor. I'm well known in this city.
Of course. Well,
Would it not be permissible for me to come up to your suite at El Presidente?
I suppose so. But, how come you know I'm here?
That was simple. I get the newspaper with the story of your arrival in Rio. It says there that you go to a suite at El Presidente.
That's fact. Well, why not? When?
Within an hour, Senor. Could you wait that long?
I'll wait a lifetime, dear. Come straight up, press the buzzer. Meanwhile, I'll rustle up a cocktail. Interesting switch, I thought. As I toyed with the gin, the vermouth, and some of that hair-raising South American rum, fell to pondering again. Interesting assignment, this. My third day in Rio, and fate had already generously seen to it that I'd crossed paths with three rare creatures. Paquita, Helena, and Faye Corelli. Operation Death Ray was having its lighter moments. Howsoever, there was quite a problem coming up. Hello, already? Hurry, it seems. Right with you.
Monsieur Bruce.
Faye.
Oui, it is me. It is such a relief to find you back here. Close the door.
Oh, Faye,
I... Go on, silly. Close it up. Oh, why you stand there with that funny look on your face? You have never seen a woman before? Oh.
Never one quite the same as you, my dear. But, all right. There.
Oh. I see you have made the place all tidy since the volcano.
Volcano?
The upheaval. When a stranger comes in and goes through everything.
Oh, that. Oh, well, didn't take much time. But, Fay, what are you doing here this time of day?
I don't start to dance at El Rocco until much later. I have time going it away. Besides, you know what happens?
No.
I am being pursued.
Oh?
By a man.
Same one?
Oh, there are so many. Oh, I take no notice of them. I come to you for protection.
Seems I've been appointed guardian, eh? Oh, well.
Bruce, you are strange. Are you not a little pleased to see me?
Anywhere, anytime. Trouble is, I'm expecting a visitor.
I will not interfere.
But it's business.
Oh, that is all right. I know nothing in the world about business. I cannot interrupt.
Understood, but I promise that this will be in private.
Then I go into the bedroom and shut the door. I stay there until he goes.
Wouldn't be cricket.
Cricket?
Never mind, dear. But really, I must see this person alone.
Monsieur Bruce, I come to you for protection. Now you make me jealous.
Jealous? How now?
I see the cocktail already.
Oh, we've got to impress the client, you know?
Who is it?
Oh, wouldn't interest you. Fay, I'll pick you up later at El Rocco. I must work sometimes, you know.
Very well. I'll go. But first, a little cocktail?
Well, why not? Oh, would be early, too.
Too late, Monsieur Bones. There is your business acquaintance, and I am still here. But I promise you I will not be in the way.
Trouble is, someone else might think you are... Anyway, must face it. So, there it was. An awkward spot. On one side of the door, the woman who seemed to be taking care of the lighter side of my life. On the other, Paquita Riffio, with information vital to my serious mission. Someone was going to be at daggers drawn in Operation Death Ray.